Wednesday, March 27th, Liturgy of the Hours, Mid-Morning Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our mid-morning hymn. My loving Savior, how have you offended, that such a hated man on you descended? Both mocked and scorned, you suffered our rejection in deep affliction. It was my guilt brought all these things upon you. Through all my sins was this injustice done to you. Lord Jesus, it was that I did deny you and crucify you. So now the shepherd for the sheep is offered. Mankind is guilty, but the Son has suffered. For man's atonement, which man never heeded, God intended. For us, dear Jesus, was your incarnation, your bitter death and shameful crucifixion, your burial and your glorious resurrection for our salvation. Although, good Jesus, we cannot repay you, we adore you and shall ever praise you for all your kindness and your loving unswerving, not our deserving. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He had always loved those who were his own, and now he would show them the depth of his love. Psalm 120. To the Lord in the hour of my distress I call, and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful. What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrow sharpened, and coals red-hot blazing. Alas, that I abide a stranger in Meshech, dwell among the tents of Kedar. Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 122. I rejoice when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem, pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, and your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the mid-morning antiphon, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He had always loved those who were his own, and now he would show them the depth of his love. And our reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. God our Savior wants all men to be saved and come to know the truth. And the truth is this, God is one. One also is the mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. The truth was attested at the fitting time. And a response early, sorry, he freely gave himself up in sacrifice. He said no word in his own defense. And our concluding prayer, let's pray, Father, in your plan of salvation, your Son, Jesus Christ, accepted the cross and freed us from the power of the enemy. May we come to share the glory of his resurrection, for he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.